Welcome in to Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Our guest again today and our guest yesterday was Becky Carter, the CEO of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Becky, welcome back. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, Bruce. It's good to be here.
We talked in our conversation yesterday about two incidents that occurred within the same week, actually, that really brought to light some of the planning and programming that Blue Ridge Regional Hospital does all the time to be ready in case if there is a major emergency in the area. After those two situations, you probably looked back and reviewed everything. How did the plans work?
The plans worked really, really well. They worked beautifully. And it's one thing to plan and to test your system and to drill it. And we do drills on a lot of things. We've done a drill recently on an active shooter situation. We've done one on an Ebola outbreak. We do the remote things as well as the more likely things. We practice them. But it's that situation where you really call on your team for an actual event that you really learn how committed the staff are. It's not just nurses and doctors who we need, although they are critical and they turn out. Mm-hmm. But we also need additional housekeepers and food service folks. You have high school and college young people show up. They're hungry and thirsty.
Right, exactly.
And processing a lot of patients in a short period of time, you've got to have help changing beds and managing linens and trash that accumulates. So it's the entire team who show up.
Yeah, and the beauty of that, I would think, is it literally is everybody. It's your doctors and nurses, which is first line, but even your maintenance guys, you know,
yes.
The folks that keep the inner workings of so many things going. I think the maintenance people at a hospital just fascinate me because one minute they're working on this and the next minute they're fixing a toilet and you go, holy cow, there's some talented people when you think about that.
Oh, incredibly talented people.
And so it takes those to keep everything running too. So
it does.
It is good that you have a team and they care.
When they're called on, they show up. Like you said a little bit earlier, we tend to take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
But when the event happens and you see just how much they care,
yeah,
how committed they truly are, it just renews your faith,
right,
and makes you very grateful.
Well, and it is good to know that, like with the drills, with the practice, with the looking back on the two incidents you had an opportunity to review those. When you think about all that, it just reminds us that we're lucky to have folks like that ready to take care of us. I hope nothing ever happens. We don't want to ever put that into action, but it is good to know that it is there should we need it.
It is there. Your team shows up, and we need to be grateful.
Yeah, for that. Well, one more thing for us to talk about, and I just don't know what to say. Now, this is going to be your last visit with us as the CEO of Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, as things always do. If there's one constant in life, it's change. And so you're wandering dancing off into another adventure in your long and storied career. So tell us what's going on.
Well, Bruce, I've always teased with my daughter. I only have one child, and, you know, that's a blessing and a curse to be an only. But as the inevitable is what we all face as we age, I always teased with my daughter that I would move closer to where she lived so that she wouldn't be picking my nursing home long distance.
So, I understand that.
As I have made my plans for that, I sort of started keeping my eye out for opportunities closer to her. And she and her husband live in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Oh. And an opportunity, actually, my daughter called me and said, there is going to be a president position opening in the First Health of the Carolinas system. And they're a lot like a sort of a small mission with a sort of the hub hospital in Pinehurst and six regional community hospitals in that area. Again, more rural settings. So the president at Montgomery Memorial Hospital, a First Health facility, is retiring. And I applied for the job and have been fortunate enough to be selected. So December the 16th will be my first day in Troy, North Carolina at Montgomery Memorial Hospital. And November 29th will be my last day with mission.
Well, goodness gracious. One thing about it, I have to give your daughter credit. Every time I make cracks like that about my daughter who lives down towards the Matthews part of North Carolina, they change the subject. So you did good. Congratulations. Seriously, you've done wonderful work with Mission, and, of course, you've had the time here at Blue Ridge. So we wish you the best, Troy. I hope Troy realizes exactly how lucky they are to be getting you to take care of the folks in that area.
Well, Bruce, thank you. That's very kind and gracious of you. It has been a privilege to be here for the last 5 years to work at Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. It has been a joy. The team there, you know, we've had this conversation about how excellent they are, and it's been a privilege to join them and work side by side with them.
I do want to remind you that today's conversation is part two of a two-part series talking with Becky Carter of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. If you did not get to hear yesterday's conversation or would like to hear both of them again, remember they're available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up, and you'll see them right there. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation and yesterday's conversation was sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you once again to our guest today, Becky Carter, the CEO of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. And thank you for listening to today's Healthcare Update.